and 12. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Then turning to page 1176, Ephesians 5, verse 15. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you very much, Simon. That's brilliant. For anybody who doesn't know me, my name is Alex. I'm the vicar here at St Mary's. If I haven't met you before, I'd love to speak to you after the service in particular, but I'd obviously love to speak to everybody. Now, today we begin a new mini-sermon series on the generosity of God to us and the call to give of the gifts he gives to us of our time and treasure and talents back to him. Now, this morning we're going to be talking about generosity and the gift of time. So let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the wisdom which is contained within us, in it. And we thank you also for your generosity to us, the way you give us a gift of life on earth that is from you. We have no rights to it whatsoever, but you give it to us anyway. And as we think this morning about that gift of our time here, we pray you'll help us to listen well to what you may be saying to us and help us to use our time wisely. Amen. Now, I wonder whether anybody's had any brilliant days recently, the kinds of days that are so special to us, we remember them for the rest of our lives. It could be the birth of a grandchild or a child. It could be getting a new job. It could be all sorts of things, any kind of good news. In fact, turn to somebody near to you. What was the best day you had last year? What was it that happened that made it so good? The best day you had last year, what made it so good? Okay, now, does anybody have a best day that they would be prepared to tell us about? I always ask, good. I like it when someone puts their hand up. This is good. Thank you, Audrey. Brilliant.
A special Christmas present. Our son Johnny and Becca had a baby.
Congratulations. Fantastic. Anybody else got any best days? James, tell us about your best day.
The best day of my life last year was the day my wife came to join me in Britain.
Yay! Woo, woo, woo! And we were all delighted about that too. Alison!
The 7th of November, when my nephew had a second child,
a boy called Daniel. Daniel, to the nephew, fantastic. Very important days. We have one over here, and then I'm going to draw this to a close. This is a good question.
What am I
going to
say?
What are you
going to
say?
I got married.
Fantastic.
I had to say that.
Excellent. Is anything happening today that's important and exciting? Is it? We're going to sing later, not now, because I'm in the middle of a sermon, but it's David's birthday. Give David a clap. Fantastic. So, we can have wonderful, good days in life. Sometimes we have days when it can be really bad as well. We can have days where it feels like everything goes completely wrong, where we even wish we hadn't bothered to get out of bed. Or even worse, the kinds of days when we receive bad news about the health of a friend or a family member, or even ourselves. And I know when we're talking about good days, there are those of us who have been having bad days as well recently. It is amazing the range of things that can happen on any given day. Now, during the creation of the world, recorded right at the beginning of Genesis, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. It says in the Bible, in fact, God saw that the light was good. He separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now, although God himself is outside of time, he has chosen to give us days as part of our experience of life here on earth. And there are many verses in the Psalms which celebrate this gift which God has given us. In Psalm 84, it says, "Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere." And in Psalm 118, it reminds us that each day is the day that the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and be glad in each day that we have. The gift of time to us from God is enormously precious. Everybody, rich or poor, famous or unknown, whatever country we come from, whatever our life experience, has 24 hours, or 1,440 minutes, or 86,400 seconds in every day. And none of that time can be saved until the next day. Time is very precious. I don't think there's probably anything else as valuable, obviously, apart from people. We can make money. We can't make time. We exchange a block of precious, never-to-be-recovered time for every single thing that we do. And we are stewards of the time that God has given us. And we will, when we get to heaven, give an account to God for the time he's given us when we meet him. Now, in the reading Simon read for us, we were reminded, it's interesting, to number our days, to be wise of our days, to make the most of every opportunity, and to be careful how we live. So it's really good, a bit like last week when we were thinking about worshipping God, and the week before when we were thinking about the turn of the new year. It's really good at the beginning of 2020, a brand new year, to reflect on our time use and to realign ourselves to God, where it's good to do so in this important area. Now, we're going to use a mnemonic created by a writer called Jerry Shirley to help us. So we have the word time, and time we've got next to it, treasure, invest, manage, enjoy. Time is to be treasured, invested, managed, and enjoyed. So starting with a T, we are to treasure time. An unknown author wrote the following: "To realise the value of a year, ask a student who has to repeat the year they've just taken. To realise the value of a month, ask a mother who's given birth to a premature baby. To realise the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper, or I'm starting to discover, of our weekly news sheet. To realise the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realise the value of 1 minute, ask the person who just missed a train. To realise the value of 1 second, ask somebody who's just avoided an accident. And to realise the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal at the Olympics." So as we've been saying, time is valuable. God asks us to treasure it. And Jesus was a perfect example of this. Completely the opposite to most of us, he didn't cram his days full with activity. He was busy, yes, but we find when we read the Gospels that despite having a more important job and role to play in the world than any of us, he never seems to have been in a hurry. He made time to sit with little children and bless them. He made time to appreciate the flowers of the land and the birds of the air. He made time to pray, to rest, to eat with friends, and time to go to parties. Jesus treasured time, and he put it in good proportion, and we are to do the same. So we're to treasure the time we have. That is a gift from God. Moving on to the I of time, we are to invest time. Time has been given to us by God, and it is for us to invest in him and in others. Now, apparently, according to the internet, so this may be a little bit dubious, but in a lifetime, the average person in the first world, and that is everybody here, could spend as much as 6 months sitting at traffic lights in their whole life. As much as 8 months, and this one, opening up junk mail to try and work out whether it's a waste of time or not. It takes ages to filter through. We might spend as much as a year, I think it might be rather more in my case, looking for misplaced objects. As much as 4 years potentially doing household chores, and apparently as many as 6 years eating, and we sleep for about a third of our lives. Now, that is the internet, and it may not be exact, but I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't actually quite close to reality. And that's from a survey carried out by the United States News and World Report a few years ago. So it's really important we look at the time we are spending on different activities and check whether it's really what we wish to be doing with our lives. I worked out that today I'm on the 15,299th day of my life. There's a huge amount of days that have been filled up and spent. And in honesty, although time does matter to me and although I do want to serve God with it, I can't say that I have invested every bit of that time as well as I might have done. Every day we live is one day less that we have on the earth. It's not meant to freak us out, but it is true. And it's up to us to seek the Lord's guidance and prayerfully choose how we use the gift that he's given us. So our days are a gift from the Lord to be lived for the Lord, and we need to think about how we invest our time for him. So in our mnemonic, the next thing we have is to manage our time. God is the creator of time. God is the one who controls time. But we are managers of the time he gives us. In the 1980s, there's a chap called Stephen Covey. He's still alive today, an American businessman and speaker. And he came up with an illustration of rocks for demonstrating good time management. And you can see on the jar on the left, you can see all the rocks overspilling. And on the jar on the right, which illustrates good time management, you can see they all fit. Now, some of you will be very familiar with this, but I'm just going to explain it for anybody who might not. Now, on the first jar, the sand, which is at the bottom, there's a lot of things in our lives which actually take up a lot of time, but aren't necessarily the most significant things. For example, it could be answering lots of emails. It's the little jobs of the day. Now, that isn't to say the emails aren't important. It's just there might be other things which are more significant. And then you've got some pebbles, and the pebbles are the kind of medium-sized things. There's a consequence if you don't do them, but it's not a life-changing consequence, perhaps. And then the bigger stones at the top, or the rocks, which we could call them, are the things that are most important. And he makes the point that many of us end up spending time on the wrong things first. And then we find not everything we want to be achieving for us or for God fits in. But if we change it around to look to the second jar, he says that if you put all the big rocks in first, spending time with a husband or a wife or your children or your friends and other really significant things, spending time with God, put them in first, then the medium-sized things, then the smaller things, the sand kind of trickles in amongst the rocks and the stones, and it all fits a lot better. Now, that's something you probably will have heard before, but it's a very helpful illustration. The key thing is, unless we put the big rocks in first, they don't fit in, and we end up missing things that are really important to us. And we need to work out what the big rocks are for us in life. Giving time to God, giving time to our families and friends, giving time to help others and to help causes we feel passionate about. If we don't put those big rocks in, they will get neglected if we don't put them in first. Martin Luther illustrated this by always putting in the big rock of prayer first in his day. And he's famous for having said and lived by this statement. He said, "I have so much to do today, I will spend the first 3 hours in prayer." Theologian Eugene Peterson says, "I find that when the central needs are met, there is plenty of time for everything else." So we're to treasure time, we're to invest time, and we're to manage time. And the final letter in our mnemonic is E. We are to enjoy time. God is the ultimate generous giver. Generosity is in his nature. He wishes us to enjoy the life he has gifted us. Now, that doesn't mean that we are to neglect responsibility. It doesn't mean we are to be selfish with our time, but it does mean if we're working all the time, we're not living in the way he intended. In the creation story, God modelled rest to us. In his life, Jesus modelled both rest and fun to us. And if we're living lives that have become so overloaded, we don't have time for these things, we need to re-examine things, re-examine our time use. Jerry Shirley, who is the chap who designed this, writes that we're to put a margin into our lives that gives breathing room. This breathing room is the space between the load we carry and the limit that we can carry. And it's really important, because if we don't have a bit of margin in our life, we become stressed, and that's bad for us and it's bad for others. If we don't have enough margin in our lives, then we don't have enough time to properly listen to each other. We don't focus properly on each other when we're together. We don't have the margin which enables us to hear God speaking to us. We become overloaded with activity. We miss the extra special opportunities God gives us when we have space to act on something he prompts us with. Imagine the position where we're so busy that when we feel a prompting from God to do something, we just don't have the capacity or the time to act on it. Now, we all go through busy times in life and phases of life, and that's fine, and that's one thing, but overload shouldn't be our way of life, and that is really important. So time is a beautiful gift from our Lord, who is the most generous gift giver. And we are to also be generous with our time for him and for others, numbering each day and using them wisely to worship and serve and honour him. Time is to be treasured, invested, managed and enjoyed. Let's conclude with another prayer. Lord, we thank you once more that our lives are gifts from you. We thank you for the privilege it is to live and breathe on the earth, to be together, to experience life. And Lord, we pray as we think this week about the gift of time, but also as we think about the other things you give to us and how we can give back to you, we pray that you would help us to be as generous as you are to us with the things you give us. Amen.